A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, as the rain and the snow come down from the heavens and do not return without watering the earth, making it yield and giving growth to provide seed for the sower and bread for eating, so the word that goes from my mouth does not return to me empty, without carrying out my will and succeeding in what it was sent to do. The word of the Lord.
Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop. Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop. You provide for the earth, you drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth. Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy, yes, they sing. Some seed fell into rich soil and produced its crop.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I think that what we suffer in this life can never be compared to the glory as yet unrevealed, which is waiting for us. The whole creation is eagerly waiting for God to reveal his sons. It was not for any fault on the part of creation that it was made unable to attain its purpose. It was made so by God. But creation still retains the hope of being freed, like us, from its slavery to decadence, to enjoy the same freedom and glory as the children of God. From the beginning till now, the entire creation, as we know, has been groaning in one great act of giving birth, and not only creation, but all of us who possess the first fruits of the Spirit. We too groan inwardly as we wait for our bodies to be set free. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus left the house and sat by the lakeside. But such crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat there. The people all stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables. He said, imagine a sower going out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on patches of rock where they found little soil and sprang up straight away. because there was no depth in the earth. But as soon as the sun came out, they were scorched, and not even any roots, so they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Others fell on rich soil and produced their crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Listen, anyone who has ears. The Gospel of the Lord.
Saint Augustine lived in the city of Hippo in Africa. He was a representative of those who thought that life was meant to be enjoyed. Augustine, who saw body as a means of pleasure, became father of a child at the age of 16. He led a life fully enjoying the pleasures, all the pleasures of this world. Neither parents, nor relations, nor society, nor God mattered to him. One day, he happened to listen to a talk of St. Ambrose in the Cathedral Church in Milan. The passage was Romans chapter 13, verse 13. It reads like this: "The night is far gone, the day is here. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." It goes like this, continues. This word touched him. He became a new man, a new creation. He became a priest. Later he became a bishop, a saint, and finally he was declared as one of the doctors of the church. Many have heard the same word in the past and still hear this word, but not many are new creations like St. Augustine. St. Francis Xavier was a professor in the famous university in Paris. St. Ignatius of Loyola would remind him of Jesus' words in the Bible: "For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul?" This word influenced him. He gave up his job. He decided to become a priest. He dedicated his life to the service of God. He traveled to India, Asian countries, and gave baptism to thousands of people. Many have heard this word, but it did not make any influence in the life of some. In today's gospel, through the parable of the sower, Jesus gives us the answer why the word of God, which produced 100-fold in some, become ineffective in some others. From the gospel we read, the same sower sows the same seed in the same way, but some seeds go unproductive. Is it the problem of the seed? Is it the problem of the sower? Sometimes we blame the sower. Or is it the problem of the soil? Same seed is sown the same way, but the seed, the soil, the seed fell was not the same. So the soil is only responsible for bearing fruit or not yielding any harvest. We cannot blame the seed. We cannot blame the sower, the soil. And we know that that soil is our human heart. A good soil is human heart that is receptive to the word of God. A good soil, a good spiritual yield in life depends on how much a person willingly accepts and responds to the word of God. Jesus' parable of the sower is aimed at the hearers of his word. It speaks about the listening to the word of God. There are different ways of accepting God's word, and they produce different kinds of fruit accordingly. There is the prejudiced hearer who has a shut mind. Such a person is unteachable and blind to what he or she does not want to hear. Then there is a shallow hearer. He or she failed to think things out or think them through. They lack depth. They may initially respond with an emotional reaction, but when it wears off, their mind wanders to something else. Another type of hearer is the person who has many interests or cares, but who lacks the ability to hear or comprehend what is truly important. Such a person is too busy to pray or too preoccupied to study and meditate God's word. And there is the one whose mind is open, representing the good soil. There is the one, this soil type, the good soil type, represents the people who hear the word of God and diligently keep it. They have open hearts filled with holiness and humility. They are attentive to the Holy Spirit. Fortunately, the gospel is filled with people who have accepted the Lord's message and whose life have been changed. To the questions we need to ask ourselves today: how many years have we heard the parable of the sower? What effect has it produced in our lives? In what ways do I prepare my heart to be rich and nurturing soil for God's gift of faith? How do we respond to the word of God and to the various acts of God in our lives? Do we allow trials and tribulations of this world to overwhelm the tender seed growing within us? Even today, the word of God is being pecked at by the birds of pagan concepts or worldly values we are immersed in. The word of God fails to bear fruit because it cannot penetrate hearts hardened by secularization and pessimistic ideologies. So today's gospel is a challenge to us to identify those birds who peck the seeds of the word and make us forget it as soon as we hear it. One lesson from this parable is clear: the harvest is sure to come. While some seed will fall by the wayside and some fall on shallow ground and never come to maturity, and some be choked to death by the thorns. Nonetheless, a harvest will come. The seed that falls on a good soil, on the heart that is receptive, will reap abundant fruit. God is always ready to speak to each one of us and to give us understanding of His word. Are you hungry for His word? Are you merely hearing God's word without understanding? Let us remember the words of St. James, chapter 1, verses 22-23. We read like this: Be doers of the word of God, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are the hearers of the word of God and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. Again, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, we read, Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Let us open our hearts to the word of God. Let our heart take root. Let us be doers of the word of God and not merely hearers of the word of God.